A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch.
The lights probably gone.
So had the stairs.
You are just number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 491. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are talking about Midwinter of the Spirit. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, Midwinter of the Spirit is an ITV series from 2015 that ran to 3 50-minute episodes, so it's not a long show for us to cover. It's a supernatural show about a priest who is also training as what we would call an exorcist, although we'll talk about the nomenclature of that in a moment. And she gets involved in a police investigation. She gets called in to help when the police find themselves dealing with some unusual stuff, shall we say.
Yes, and this is our October Halloween show, so we're getting into some Halloween chilling stuff. Chilling in different ways in this case. I'll give the content note that there are some troubling issues in this one with references to child abuse and various other things. There are some things that are intense in this one, so be aware.
Yeah, intense is a good word and a good warning for this show.
So getting into the setup, Merrily Watkins is a young vicar in a rural parish in Hereford, England.
She is, but she's also, on top of her parish, she's dealing or training as a deliverance minister, which is the Church of England term for somebody who performs exorcisms. Although I'll say that this is, both in real life and in this show, a very controversial area for the Anglican Church and for other churches as to whether or not exorcism or deliverance is something that they believe in or want to get involved in. But on top of that, Merrily Watkins is dealing with a lot of stuff. She's recently bereaved. She's lost her husband. She's a single mom. She has a teenage daughter. As a single mom with a teenage daughter, their relationship is, well, I think we can say it's a bit strained and causing more pressure in her life, Brian.
Yes, absolutely. The daughter is having her own struggles with faith and with other things as well. And Merrily Watkins gets caught up in this police investigation of a murder that appears to have ritualistic features. So this gets into not only hauntings and exorcisms, but also Satanism and this sort of thing.
Yes, as you can tell, we've got a supernatural investigation type show.
We do, and one that is weighed down with some of these pretty heavy ideas in it as well.
Yeah.
Getting into the characters, Merrily Watkins is played by Anna Maxwell Martin, who, of course, was in the Bletchley Circle. It was very good in that. Watkins is an interesting central character who struggles with her own bereavement and her faith and a nicotine addiction. She is a smoker and aware of that being a problem, and also has struggles in her home life and with her daughter.
And the daughter is Jane Watkins, played by Sally Messam. She is trying to memorialize her dead father in her own fashion. This, of course, is causing some conflict at home. She's got her own typical, shall I say, teenage explorations, slight rebellions, teenage behaviors. She perhaps makes unwise choices and gets into some trouble with characters who may be peripherally involved in this police investigation that her mother is now involved in as well.
That's right. Hugh Owen, played by David Threlfall, is an older priest and a deliverance minister who is training Merrily. He is a controversial figure in the church community and, in some respects, a mentor for Merrily.
Then we have another figure in the church, Canon Dobbs, played by David Stern, who I know from playing Larry in Detectorists. Canon Dobbs seems to have run up against some of the issues now facing Merrily and the police, and he gives some sort of dark warnings that she should be staying away from all this stuff. It is possible that Canon Dobbs is suffering from a form of dementia, or is he in some way afflicted by the dark spirits and the supernatural themes of this show? It's not entirely clear, but he sort of gives, he's almost a harbinger from a horror film in that he gives the warnings to stay away.
Yes, there is a sense of him with that character. That's a good point. DCI Annie Howe, played by Kate Dickey, is a police officer investigating what appears to be the crucifixion of a man who may have been a Satanist. And DCI Annie Howe calls Merrily in as an expert in the field.
Then we have Lowell Robinson, played by Ben Bailey-Smith. Now, he's a social worker. He's working with another local teenager who has, as it happens, befriended Merrily's daughter, Jane. Lowell Robinson's sort of work with local teenagers seems to be running on its sort of like its own course and not at first involved in what Merrily Watkins is now being called into by the police. But of course, you won't be too surprised to learn that the cases he's dealing with do get caught up in some of the occult strangeness as well. So there is a link going on, and all these cases will sort of like slowly converge in this show.
Yes, that's right. Bishop Mick Hunter, played by Nicholas Pinnock, is the bishop of Hereford Cathedral, a younger, more progressive figure in the church who seems opposed to the idea of this deliverance and having deliverance ministers.
Yes, as you say, very much the younger, more progressive Church of England approached, and say Merrily, Hugh Owen and Canon Dobbs, it would seem. And then finally in our main characters, we've got to mention Angela Purefoy, played by Siobhan Finneran, who most people at the time I think would have recognised from Downton Abbey, but has also since appeared in Happy Valley and other great shows. She is a local restaurant owner. She claims to have some sort of psychic abilities, an ability to read people. And she makes contact with Jane and seems to be trying to pass on messages to Jane from her dead father. And there's some tarot card readings, and there's all sorts of psychic sort of stuff going on with her. And not surprisingly, a lot of these characters are going to converge, as I've said, as this show progresses, Brian.
Yes. And the connection between Angela and Jane Watkins and these ideas of psychic readings and so on, that leads to a point of conflict between Jane and her mother, Merrily, who is, of course, a vicar.
So, lots of elements in this story. Now, we've mentioned a grisly murder scene, that the police have discovered the body of this man called Paul Sayer, strung up on a tree in the woods, apparently in a sort of crucifixion. And because of this sort of religious nature of the murder scene, they contact the Church of England for, as you've said, Brian, an expert, and they get Merrily Watkins, who comes to inspect the scene with them.
Yeah, and of course the police assume that she will know exactly what this means and have all the answers, while Merrily herself is quite shocked that they would show her something like this and present her with this in person without warning. So that was sort of intense and showed some of the insensitivity that we see from a lot of characters in this show, it seems. then Merrily Watkins is also called to the hospital bed of a dying man who is someone with a dark and criminal past, and it's not clear if he might be possessed somehow or if he might have passed something malign across to Merrily when he dies. She's there and witnesses his death. So there was something that was rather dark, but also quite disturbing for Merrily that happened there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah. And her research into some of the things that are going on that she's been pulled into leads her to Canon Dobbs and to some revelations about his work for the church.
Yeah. Why was Canon Dobbs so interested in the activities of particularly of a medieval bishop of Hereford called Thomas Cantilupe? Thomas Cantilupe was a real figure in the church, a figure who seemed to do some good things, but also had some very unpleasant aspects of his character, it seems. So they've woven that into this story. And then, of course, as we've said, we've got some parallel stories seeming to happen. We've got young Jane being approached by Angela, who says that she can put her in contact with her dead father. There's Jane's friend, Rowena. They're invited to come and work in Angela's restaurant and then to come and serve drinks and snacks at a rather strange house party that Angela is throwing. We should say there's quite a lot going on in these three episodes, Brian. It's all going to sort of make sense towards the end. But at first, it seems like there's at least three different stories happening.
Yeah, that's about right. So getting into our production notes, Merrily Watkins is the central character in a series of books by the novelist Phil Rickman, who sadly passed away in October 2024. Rickman actually started as a BBC journalist, but then started writing supernatural novels in 1991. He introduced Merrily Watkins and started that series with The Wine of Angels in 1998, and it continued for another 14 books.
Yeah, it's a big series of books, very popular. Midwinter of the Spirit was the second book in the series. We'll come back to that in a moment. That was published in 1999, and perhaps not surprisingly, with this popular series of books, as we move into the 21st century, Phil Rickman was in discussions with ITV about a television adaptation of the series. That had been sort of kicked around for a while until we get to 2014, when ITV have launched a new digital platform called ITV Encore. They've done that in partnership with Sky TV, and they're looking for new originals to sort of put out on this platform. And Midwinter of the Spirit was one of their first original series to be commissioned for this platform.
That's right. It was commissioned to start production in their Manchester studios with executive producer Kieran Roberts. Stephen Volk was a fan of the novels, and he was asked to write the screenplay. We remember Volk as the writer of Ghost Watch, which is considered one of the scariest shows on British TV. We've covered that, of course.
Indeed we have. We well remember Stephen Volk for Ghost Watch. Now, so this series is produced by Phil Collinson. It was directed by Richard Clarke, both of whom you might recognise as having worked on New Doctor Who. And interestingly, when they were doing this series, there were discussions about whether they should start with The Wine of Angels. But Phil Rickman, the author himself, said, well, that's a sort of prequel novel. The actual series gets started properly with Midwinter of the Spirit and with Merrily Watkins sort of starting her ministry. So I think that was why they chose it, Brian.
Yes, interesting.
So for filming, appropriately enough, in Herefordshire and in Hereford Cathedral, or at least in the exterior shots, it's Hereford Cathedral, for production reasons and availability. When we see an interior of the cathedral, it's actually Chester Cathedral, Brian, for some reason. But that one was available and they were able to film there. So I guess that's it.
Yeah, and they used those interiors a lot. They were able to make them work quite well. The music for the series was composed by Edmund Butt, and the visual effects were supervised by Tanvir Haney.
And we've mentioned ITV Encore, and this was supposed to be on their digital platform. ITV was so impressed with how the production was going that they decided to transfer it from the digital platform to ITV's main channel, to ITV1.
Midwinter of the Spirit was first broadcast on ITV weekly, starting on September 23rd, 2015.
3 million viewers for the first episode, but then it dropped off to about 2 million viewers for the second and third episode. And although the TV reviews I've been able to find generally were favourable and thought it was quite impressive, it seems to have disappointed fans of the books. It didn't get the viewing figures ITV had hoped for. And sadly, as of 10 years later, it has not led to any further series featuring the adventures or the ministry of Merrily Watkins.
Yes, perhaps moving it from digital to the main channel was maybe not the right move for them in the end.
Yeah, maybe. So, turning to availability, should you want to watch Midwinter of the Spirit, here in Region 2, released on an Acorn Media DVD in 2015. Sadly, that DVD is now deleted and only available second hands, but fortunately, we are able to watch it here, and I'm therefore able to put it on our schedule of shows because it's available to stream. It is currently £2.50 an episode in HD or £1.50 in SD. Or if you're in the UK and you've got the ITVX app, then you'll find all the episodes on there for free to stream at the moment. I should say that ITV Encore, the digital platform, had folded in 2018 and we now have ITVX, Brian. But at least there you can find the three episodes free to stream in the UK. Meanwhile, across the pond,
in Region 1, there was a DVD release that I believe is now out of print. It does sell in the Amazon marketplace for about $20 US or $74 Canadian. So that's sometimes what happens with older releases. But it is available streaming on BritBox.
Oh, nice.
And I'll also mention that the books are widely available. I haven't read any of them, but I would be interested to hear what people think of the books and what they think of the television version compared to the books, and how Anna Maxwell Martin did as Merrily Watkins.
Yeah, fascinated to hear from fans of the books what they thought about both the books and the TV show. Let us know. And of course, come back and join us next time. We will try and unravel a bit more of the plot, and that will inevitably lead us into some minor spoiler territory, so you have been warned. And of course, we'll talk about this in relation to some other sort of occult investigation type shows that we have covered. I'm slightly interested in that, so we'll come back to that in our next episode, Brian.
Absolutely. We will also give you our own reviews and recommendations about the series. Until then, you can find all of our episodes at BritishInvaders.com. And if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find our group there and join in on some of the conversations. And you can follow us on Threads and Instagram. We are at British_Invaders_podcast on both of those platforms.
Give us a follow on all the socials and let us know what you think. And come and find us at The Voice of Geeks Network, which you can find at vognetwork.com. Vognetwork.com for The Voice of Geeks, for gaming, for Twitch streaming, for podcasts, for geeky related stuff, and to find Brian and Eamon.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Thank you very much indeed. Until next time, Eamon in England also signing off.